Hey. This beat is fire.
Welcome to the 21st edition of the Catch Up Podcast, y'all. Let's make sure these cameras right. The stream is healthy. The stream is healthy, baby. I'm 1080p, 60 frames per second. I'm wearing my Mac out tonight. So make sure you turn your quality settings up, man. All right. I shouldn't be, I don't think this one's going to be too long, y'all. But, you know, I got a little inspiration. It's a lot of music dropping. Coachella, Pusha T just dropped his album. I'm going to be reviewing that at the end of the show. But I think I'm going to start this thing off with King Kendrick first. Also, I got the Coachella recap. And that was a whole nother ordeal, y'all. I gotta tell y'all what happened with the original plans for night one of the catch-up. It was supposed to be split into two nights, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it happen. Track reviews from Logic and also Absol from the TDE camp. So without further ado, you know I got to play my theme music first. Hold on a second. I got a lot going on. And are y'all ready? Y'all ready, man? Are you ready? I don't think y'all ready, man. Let's get it. Hey, what is going on, y'all? Back here again with another edition of the Catch Up episode 21. I was not expecting to drop something. Honestly, I was waiting till Kitcher comes out, but I said, let me give him a little prelude, you know, before your boy drops on May. So there will definitely be an episode 22 coming that weekend. But yeah, guys, I don't want to stay too long. Hopefully this will be about 30 to 45 minutes. I always say that, and then I might go an hour or something like that. But of course, no more than an hour. I don't know if I got anybody in the chat. Honestly, I don't care. Y'all, I got so much going on, so many windows open. So yeah, you know, we got to get those rounds in. So without further ado, man, look, tonight is strictly about the music and the music only. You know, as the podcast is evolving, you know, I add in current events, you know, of course I cover TV and other things, but you know, this originally started out as a music podcast. So I'm going back to my roots today. I don't want to talk about Will. There'll be no red tables. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let y'all hear this soundbite one more time. And then it's getting retired right here on episode 21. So where we at?
My wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm gonna give it to you one more time.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Please die a slow death. I don't want to talk about this anymore. Give it a gunshot. Alright. It's dead, y'all. It's dead. So there will be no talk of Will Smith on this. Alright, so let's get to business, shall we? So I'm going to start this thing off with Kendrick, and I'm going to end it off with the album review for Pusha T. And then, you know, kind of throw things in the middle. So I already dropped a video the day that, you know, it was announced. I saw it on Instagram, the announcement of the date, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I'm going to talk about what I think that means, you know, what we got coming. So let me just start off with what I want from Kendrick. Of course, I'm not expecting another Good Kid, Mad City. We're never going to get that. Nor should we. That should stay in its own lane. Like I said, Kendrick, he has his own, you know, he gives each album his own lane. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard something about this, just rumored that it could have a rock sound, like a couple, like maybe a year or two ago back, that it was going to have some rock sounds to it. So I wouldn't mind seeing what Kendrick does, you know, with a nice guitar being shredded in the back. So I think he could do it. But, you know, I was watching one of the popular reactors here on YouTube, Sean C, and he was breaking down that title, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So it could be like a band, some type of live instrumentation. That's something I definitely want. So let's bring that on. It doesn't necessarily have to be jazz like T-Pab was, but yeah, if he gives me another T-Pab, I wouldn't mind, man. I wouldn't mind. I love the production on that album. As far as what content he could be talking about, look, I don't want to hear no Corona bars. I don't want to hear nothing about, you know, I'm just done with all that. The social injustice. There might be some talk of that on there. I'm like, man, just talk your shit, Kendrick. Just talk. But whatever it is that you want to talk about, I'm here to listen for it. Whatever it is, he's going to make it sound good. But, you know, going back to J. Cole's album, you go back to it, and there is nothing as far as, like, current events that he threw in there. He just, you know, went in and did his thing, and I appreciate that. So, Kendrick, I hope he follows suit. You know, just don't feel pressured to talk about these issues. I know, you know, some people on Twitter were like, where y'all at? You know, y'all ain't talking about the issues. Y'all in the house and all that stuff like that. So speaking of staying in the house, Kendrick has been away for, was it 5 years now? Damn, was in 2017. And I mean, you know, people hate on this guy because he doesn't come out. I'm like, I think he deserves that right. I mean, he's dropped album after album. He has not missed. I don't know if you want to count Section 80. You know, I like to start from his, you know, his studio debut album, Good Kid, Mad City. Of course, you got T-Pab. You got, damn, just those three right there solidifies him. I don't think he ever really has to do anything again, but you know, I don't want him to go anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, he scared me a little bit when he, you know, put out that message about his last album on TD or whatnot. He scared me a little bit, but I think he's, you know, of course, he's switching over to his own label. So hopefully he puts out more music, and he doesn't keep us waiting for 5 years. So that's definitely something, you know, I'm ready for it, man. I'm super excited. Other than Cole, nothing really has excited me these past couple months. Donda was cool. We had the whole Donda CLB. Those were, you know, cool tracks. I definitely Donda was a little bit too long for me. Other than that, yeah. So those are the only things that I've really been listening to. I can't think of any other besides Don FM, of course, which is my album of the year right now. I already said back when that album dropped, I already did my review on it. If y'all want to check it out, Don FM from the weekend, I said that's the album of the year for me. And the only person that's going to top that is Kendrick. So we're going to see what Kendrick got. But even though we're talking about R&B versus rap, so we'll see. But yeah, this is definitely coming at the right time. I need my soul fed, y'all. My soul has not been fed in a long time, in a very long time. So, Kendrick, I need you, buddy. I need you. Come save me, bro. But other than that, y'all, man, yeah, this dude, I'm going to just say this one more time. He deserves, you know, the time he's been taking off. Do I wish he would have Do I wish he would have came out earlier and not make us wait 5 years? Yes, but you know, I respect that he's able to stew in that kitchen and just come out with some bangers. So I have no doubt. I have 100% faith in Kendrick that he will drop a banger from beginning to end. So that's my, you know, spill on Kendrick Lamar. But since we're on TDE, let's go into a quick track review. I'm going to be talking about Abso, who has been in the house longer than Kendrick. I think I forgot what that album was called. I just looked it up today. His last album was like 2016. The gray cover, we, you know, was just his face with the hair, grayscale or whatever. So, but I'm be honest, I don't really look forward to Av, so I'll give it a shot, I guess, whenever he drops. But Abso is there's Lance Skywalker, and then there's Abso. Those are at the bottom of my list as far as TDE is concerned. Some Abso fans are gonna come after me. I can feel it, man. But yeah, Abso, yeah, he's cool. But let's talk about Hollandaise. But yeah, I thought it was a cool track. It's just something, you know, nice to come out to. I don't really think it made like any type of statement like that. There were like two lines on there that I found kind of cool. I think he said, I feel like Abraham because I'm innocent, or they call me Abraham because I'm innocent. Get it? In a cent, like 1 cent. And then like at the end of the song, I think he says, I feel benedicted. I need Hollandaise, you know, eggs Benedict, Hollandaise sauce. So I thought that was cool, but just my quick, you know, review on Abso's new track, Hollandaise. So y'all go take a listen to that, and you know, y'all tell me y'all thoughts. But other than that, it's just something, it's kind of a throwaway track to me, man. Man, if you've been going away since 2016, you should have came out with something that made a statement like, hey, I'm coming back. Y'all better watch out. I don't feel like this was it. So coming up next here, where should we go? Let's go into Coachella. I think I'm moving pretty fast here, y'all. So I might keep my promise for that 45-minute mark, 30 to 45 minutes. So let's talk about Coachella. Of course, I did the pre-show already. I reacted to, I think it was Doja Cat, Isaiah Rashad, and it was supposed to be Ari Lennox, but YouTube was tripping, man, so I had to cut that part out. And I think Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar, they tore down the stage. The folks went crazy when Kendrick came out, of course. And then just a quick recap of my thoughts on those that I saw. I didn't check out everything because I didn't have all day to watch the entire concert. I think it was split into like several days, and there's like different channels that broadcast at different times. So I'm like, it's a lot. But what I wanted to see, what I was looking for, of course, Doja Cat, she's an amazing performer, just a long way from, you know, fries in the nose with the Moo outfit, right? So she definitely did her thing. She was looking amazing. Oh my God, I love me some Doja Cat. But anyway, she did Woman. So that song has been stuck in my head now since I've been watching that video. So I gotta listen to some more Doja. I recognize her as a unique artist. She's not exactly rap. She's not exactly a singer. I would say she's a pop artist, I guess, at this point. But yeah, she's definitely a A1 performer. I like her show. So there was that. And then I guess I'll talk about Ari Lennox. Talk about Ari. She did two songs, but I only reacted to Pressure. So that was cool. I'm like, she was her set, she had this like one piece outfit. I thought she was like in lingerie at first. I was like, what? Oh shoot, I'd be in lingerie out too if I was a girl anyway. But that sounded weird, pause. If I was a woman, I'd probably be in lingerie. How hot it looked out there. I couldn't do it, man. But yeah, she had her heels off, walking around barefoot, you know what I'm saying? So you know how she get down, you know, when she comfortable in the house by herself, you know how she get down, man. But yeah, she was looking spectacular in that outfit she was wearing, man. So y'all go back and check that out. She also did that track off Hotels with Jasmine Sullivan, and she sounded sexy on that one too. So I watched that off camera, of course. But let's see what else. And then there was Isaiah Rashad. I thought he had a great moment there. You know, he started out with this montage of videos with different, I guess, podcasters and, you know, bloggers or whatnot, talking about his situation, you know, where he topped off somebody, you know, But like I said in the my previous video, I'm like, look, it did surprise me. It came out of nowhere. And you know, it's not going to stop me from listening to him. So, I'm damn sure still bumping The House Is Burning. And speaking of The House Is Burning, I'm not sure how many songs he did, but from the one I watched, it was, I believe, R.I.P. Young, which is a favorite song of mine off that album. It takes, I think it's Project Pat. You know, he sampled on there, and I think he's on the remix, if I'm not mistaken. My camera's a little jittery here, so let me switch around. But other than that, so yeah, Isaiah Rashad, he tore the house down, and then, you know, they cut the music off at the end of it. You know, he was doing his, you know, spitting the little chorus or whatever. And then from there, I'm like, you could just tell that emotion he had. You know, he's been bottling that up. He's been, you know, kind of keeping quiet since that ordeal. And but yeah, he's, and from the looks of it, he's in a better position. So, you know, all press is not bad press, you know, so to say. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, but I don't think I said it right. But anyway, what else we got here? What else we got? So let's go ahead and go to my favorite part of Coachella, which was the weekend. Weekend was Coachella, man. That man put on a damn near hour performance. The stamina you got to do, because I'm like, he was jumping around and screaming at the top of his lungs. You know, he took some breaks where he let the crowd sing. I'm like, yeah, he a little tired, but he did great, man. The transitions were the best part of this transition, and from song to song, his set was amazing. You know, I liked the sequencing. Some songs I probably would have took out, but let's just run down what we got here. So started off with Sacrifice from Don FM, which is still album of the year for me right now. So we started out with Sacrifice from Don FM, then that went into How Do I Make You Love Me, both from the same album. So I thought that was cool. But and then it went from How Do I Make You Love Me to Can't Feel My Face. That's probably the song I would have took out. It's just I sound kind of contradictory when I say this, but Can't Feel My Face is just so poppy, you know what I'm saying? I guess it was just such a mega song that I just got tired of it, but all his songs are kind of mega songs. But ever since he switched to that 80s synth pop vibe, I've just been loving Weekend, man. I love this version of Weekend better than, you know, the trilogy and, you know, the darker Weekend with I forgot the name of the album. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And then from there, you know, but going from that to Can't Feel My Face, because I'm so used to How Do I Make You Love Me going into Don FM. Not Don FM, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Dang, man, I can't believe I'm doing this right now. Like, I ain't got time to look it up. But the song that comes right after How Do I Make You Love Me on Don FM, that's what I thought it was going right into. And then what we got? Went from Can't Feel My Face right into Blinding Lights. Those scents, like I told you before, those scents were amazing at the beginning of the song. And of course, you know, these live versions of the song were amazing. I thought, you know, that Swedish DJ he was using, I would have to get a little used to it, but I prefer the original versions of the song. But, you know, he had like a Swedish DJ or something like that that was mixing the songs. So some of them were kind of off to me. But and then we go from Blinding Lights to Hurricane. I thought this was the best transition right here. Well, not from Blinding Lights to Hurricane, but from Hurricane, which was short. It went right into the hills. That transition was fucking amazing. So we go from hills, Party Monster off of Starboy. I like Reminder. Reminder is my favorite song off of Starboy. That's why I played it in the beginning, if y'all recognize. So, and then it went to Heartless. Amazing song off of, I can't remember these album names. His last album, man. Goddamn. So Heartless. then from Heartless to Low Life. Oh my God, the transitions were just insane on his set. So, and then after this, it fell down a little bit because some of these songs I really wasn't familiar with. It went from Low Life to Or Nah. I think I remember hearing it maybe once or twice. Then Often, you know, I like Often from Behind the Madness. That's the name of the album I was thinking of. So, and it went from that to Crew Love. I'm not familiar with the song Crew Love. Then Starboy, and my favorite song off of Don FM, Out of Time, of course. Out of Time was amazing. Then it went to I Feel It Coming, Save Your Tears, Moth to a Flame, Ended This. I need to cut my fan on. But anyway, so Moth to a Flame ended it. So I thought he ended the that whole set perfectly. So just the transitions, A1, I thought The Weeknd did an amazing job. I will probably be listening to this on my car ride or something tomorrow or something like that. But yeah, The Weeknd had an amazing performance at Coachella. So The Weeknd is Coachella. So I tell y'all what, I'm starting to sweat in this mug. So let me give you a brief 30-second intermission. I gotta cut my fan on, y'all. So hold on 1 second. Y'all, this song is matches me perfectly right now. I'm really upset because that should not have happened. That first podcast, the first run is still up, but the second half is trash. I had to reshoot. So I'm going to be doing this review for Pusha T. It's almost dry. My throat is almost dry for all this talking I just did. I went through an hour and I looked back at it. I was like, oh my God, I forgot to turn down the levels of the phone. I could only hear what's going on in the mic. So I didn't know. And nobody told me. If y'all are watching and my audio is trash, let me know, y'all, please. That I could have avoided all that if y'all would have told me that. But anyway, we gonna turn down Mr. Drake here, but I am highly upset at myself. That will never happen again. But anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get into this. This is gonna be a reshoot. So I hope I didn't get rid of my notes. So you're watching this portion, this reshoot in the live, the first half. I think my camera froze around like 30 minutes into the podcast, if I'm not mistaken. I talked about the Coachella performance weekend. I recapped that. Candyman is back. Candyman, you see my guy right here? You see the swag? Hold on, let me switch. Let me switch real quick. You see the swag right here, man? The man got the LA on his boots. With the, Kendrick look crazy, man. But, yeah, man. I talked about Kendrick, what I want from him, what I expect from his next album. You know, I had to talk to the haters a little bit. You know, those who say he been in the house too long. Kendrick can stay in the house as long as he wants to. He deserves that, right? But, and then I gave a track review for Absol Hollandaise. So y'all go check that out. That's going to be on the first half, which everything was working perfectly up until I got to the Logic segment. So that's what I'm going to start with. So Logic, he put out two new tracks, Tetris and Decades. I'm going to be going over Tetris more so than Decades. Not really much to say about it, you know, as far as, well, before I get into that track, let me just talk about my State of the Union address as far as Logic is concerned. I was first introduced to Logic, Under Pressure. I heard the album or like the track on Pandora, and then I got hooked ever since. But, you know, just gradually from Under Pressure to, the great story, the amazing story. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The incredible true story. How could I forget? The acronym is TITS. So that was awesome. And then everybody, that's what I liked everybody after a couple more listens, but that's where it started falling off for me. And, you know, and my main critique with him is that, you know, he cares too much about what people think about him. And he's always like, I'm black, I'm white, I'm black, I'm white, all that. So that kind of irritated me. But as far, you know, as his beat selection is amazing, Six, amazing producer, all that. So you can expect that on this project as well. But just how Logic kind of went out before he retired, which I'm about to get into that whole thing, which he came out of retirement like Jay-Z. He did the Kingdom Come on the show. And, you know, rappers are liars. But anyway, so as far as the last couple projects that he put out, he did Under Pressure 2 or No Pressure. And I thought he should have ended with that. I thought it was a good project. I thought it was nice to end a career off of. But if I'm not mistaken, I may be wrong on this, but I think he put Bobby Tarantino 3 out after No Pressure. And then that did not really meet my expectations, because I liked the first two, you know, the boom bap and the trap kind of meets. And that was not on that mixtape, you know, album marketed as a mixtape, which is another pet peeve of mine. And I don't think he stuck to what Bobby Tarantino should have been. It was a lot of pop type tracks on there. I was like, this doesn't match. This doesn't match up. So, I mean, like some of the tracks I did like, I think one of the tracks is Untitled. I think that's one of my favorites on there. But other than that, Bobby Tarantino 3 was forgettable. But that's kind of where I am with Logic right now. So hopefully I can, you know, reinvigorate my passion for Logic with this next project called Vinyl Days. So from the, I guess the title of the album, Logic likes to dig in those crates, get those old school beats, those samples. So that's what I'm expecting on this. Maybe with, you know, some trap production, probably. But the first single we got out of this was Tetris. The production was cool. That boom bap feel. And then, was he really talking about anything in this video other than what he usually says, you know, positive messages? I think he said something about like investing money in crypto instead of, you know, buying gold chains, things of that nature. And he threw the marriage bars in there. I call them the chance bars. If y'all heard Chance the Rapper's last album, the chance bars, man. We gotta let people know he married, right? But yeah. So I wonder how old girl's doing. What's his last girl's name? Jessica. Jesse, something, I forgot her name, but anyway, yeah. So he talked about that, but yeah, it was a cool track. But at the same time, like I said with Abso, you're coming out, you know, you're coming out the house, you need to make a statement. I don't think Abso did that with Hollandaise. It was a cool track, and with Logic, this is not a "ooh, I'm ready for the album." You know what I'm saying? Y'all remember when he said, let me switch cameras, you said this, Logic, on Under Pressure, I think it went along the lines of releasing a single is like releasing a trailer to the movie you haven't seen. It's something like that. The Logic listeners, you know what I'm talking about. But basically, you know, what I'm trying to get at here is releasing a single before the album. And how he was against doing that. So I wonder what happened. I guess it's the label, I guess. I don't know, you know. I don't know why he's still on Def Jam. I don't know. I guess isn't he still like the breadwinner over there? I think he sells the most, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, Logic, you said that, man. You said that. I need to pull it up. It's been a while since I listened to Under Pressure anyway, but fans of that album, you know what I'm talking about. So, I think I'm gonna get off Logic and let's get into this album review here. So, Pusha T, is almost dry. So I got one more run in me to do this album review again. I thought the first time was great. Now I gotta redo this. All right. So I'll start from what I was expecting as far as this album is concerned. Of course, I was expecting coke bars. That's what you're going to get with Pusha T. You're not going to get, you know, conscious album, or not even like a party album or anything. Like, it's just going to be, you know, 15 million ways to rap about coke. And that's my main critique about him. And I just don't feel like I really got anything new, anything profound from him. It's just like, how many times do you rap about coke, man? It's just like, it gets old. But at least that's for me. But some people, you know, I get the appeal, and I know his place in hip hop. But I really have a hard time seeing it. But as far as that, you had the coke bars. Was I expecting anything as far as throwing any diss towards Drake? I guess he recorded this album before Drake put that little track out or whatever, the little leak track. And I'm not interested in a reignition of that feud or whatever, because Drake should have came out when it was time to come out. But, you know, his daddy, Jay Prince, told him, you know, to go sit down. And now you want to do something. No, I don't want to see it, Drake. I'm sorry. I'm upset. But no, I don't want to see that. But Pusha T said, hey, he still wants to smoke. So I guess he just waiting to release the full track if it does come out. As far as I know, it's just like a leak snippet or something like that. I haven't gone out of my way to listen to it. I don't care. Ooh, y'all going to think I'm sniffing coke up in here. I got a little coke going on. So we're going to start track by track and what I thought of each. Brambleton, I just thought it was a lackluster intro. You know, I grade my albums, and the intro and the outro is a heavy part of my album review as far as my grade. And I just don't think it started off well. It was just an okay track to me. Now, I thought the next track, Let the Smokers Shine the Coop, I thought that should have started this album off. It was a hard beat. You know, Kanye did his thing. I assume Kanye had most of his hand on the production. I didn't look up any credits. It just sounded like something Kanye would do. He was just like, boom, 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 boom. I could just see him smashing the pad doing that song. So the beat was fire, and I thought that should have served as an intro instead of Brambleton. Then Dream of the Past. I like the Stevie Wonder sample. So that was cool. Kanye on here, he had his verse. Kanye was on here two times, and this first verse, it was kind of weird, because it's like at times his voice would be like way up here and then just go down here. And it's like Kanye was just, I don't know, he just sounded depressed on his album for whatever reason. Definitely on the second track, Rock and Roll, where I guess he kind of threw some Kim bars out there. He was talking about, you know, having to go pick up his child or something like that. And he just sounded like, I'm like, Kanye, pick up the energy or just stay on production. So that was my critique as far as the Kanye feature. And then going to Neck and Wrist, Jay-Z, you know, he had a line on there about Biggie. And, you know, people say if Biggie was still alive, Jay-Z wouldn't even be a thing right now. So he addressed that, and you know, putting him on a list with other people and stuff like that. So stuff that you usually hear other like podcasters or reviewers say, you know, he kind of threw that in there. So I thought that was cool from Jay-Z. But other than that was the only part I really liked, Jay-Z's verse with Neck and Wrist. And then next it goes into Just So You Remember. And I got to say, on this one, nothing really stuck out to me. There was a line on here that he said, the book of blow and I'm the Genesis. So this is the Book of Blue and I'm the Genesis. So I thought that was a cool line from Pusha T. Also, you got Diet Coke. That kind of got on my nerves with the constant sample from Fat Joe. Crack, 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 crack. They could have took that out. But yeah, I did like the opening of the yesterday's price is not today's price or something. I may have it mixed up. Then we get into Rock and Roll. But yeah, like I said, Kanye, his verse was kind of trash, but you know, the beat, you know, the infectious sample, Kid Cudi, the only thing with Kid Cudi, he didn't hum enough. I needed some of that from Kid Cudi. There wasn't enough of that. But yeah, so that was Rock and Roll. Rock and Roll was cool. Call My Bluff, nothing really to say on that one. Nothing really stood out to me. That's probably a skippable for me. Scrape It Off was a unique song as well, because it's kind of like old meets new. You know, you had, I was going to say Wiz Khalifa, Lil Uzi Vert and Pusha T. It's kind of weird seeing them both on the album, so, together. So I guess that was Pusha T making an effort to bring in the new school, I guess. And then you had Don Toliver on there. I liked his verse on the Donda 2 listening event. I think it's Broken Road or Lonely Road or something like that. And I like his voice on this as well. So I got to check out more of Don Toliver. But yeah, this is probably the most melodic song that was on the album. And then we go into Hear Me Clearly, Open Air. Other ones, like I said, just something I wouldn't necessarily go to, but cool tracks, I guess. And then you get the end of the album with Pray For You featuring Malice. Malice, now, keep it. It didn't say no Malice. It just said Malice. So what y'all think about that? And is it possible that these two could possibly have a reunion? So what makes me think that is, well, before I get to that, I'll save that for the end. Let's talk about the production. I like the organ played throughout the song, very church-like. So, no Malice, he changed his ways, so to say. So I guess that kind of fit with him. I don't know if he's still going the Christian rap route or whatever, or he's going to change it up. And then only thing that stood out when we were Pusha T is that he has a son named Bricks. I'm like, are you that into the life that you got to name your son after some type of coke euphemism or metaphor or whatever word I'm looking for? But yeah, Bricks. He has a son named Bricks. And then we get into Malice's part. And he said something like, I greet you with the love of God that don't make us friends. I might whisper in his ear, bury all of them. Put the ring back on her finger. Marry it again. So is he talking about, like, going back to rap, like rapping with his brother, possibly doing another clip, some type of reunion album? That'd be something I want to say. I think when they both come together, they make good music. But Pusha T without, maybe that's it. Maybe Pusha T is just missing Malice and he's missing the other half. At least that's what it is for me. Pusha T by himself just really doesn't do it for me. I mean, he came hard with that, with the diss, but that's because he just came out with that information about Drake's son and all that. So that was, that shock factor, but I just don't go out and just look for Pusha T like that. But let's go ahead and get into favorite tracks, and then I'll end this off. So my favorite tracks, of course, Let the Smoker, Shine the Coop, Dreaming of the Past, I guess Neck and Wrist for Jay-Z's verse, Diet Coke, Rock and Roll, Scrape It Off, that's six, and then I'll say Pray For You. Pray For You. So that's seven out of, I didn't count total. So let me count real quick. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 tracks, if I count it right. 12 tracks, so 7 out of 12, that's not bad. So it's not a total loss, but it's just something, you know, I can ride to, but nothing, the replay value isn't there for me, so that takes it down quite a notch. The intro wasn't there. The outro was cool, and there's some good tracks in between. I'll give it a borderline B. I should say C plus, but I'll give it a borderline B so the stands don't come after me, okay? But anyway, guys, so that's going to do it. That's been the Catch Up Podcast 21 reshoot. I had to do this thing the right way, guys. So anyway, if you haven't already, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. And if you are a subscriber, please stick with me, man. I made a little oopsie, you know, stick with your boy. But that will not happen again. But anyway, guys, it's a late night. I got to shut it down. I'm going to go ahead and get this re-uploaded up to you guys. Tell me y'all thoughts on the album. What y'all think about, you know, my talk about Logic, and go to the live portion of it. And if you haven't already, and catch maybe the first half of it. And yeah, so sorry about all the, you know, the jumbleness, y'all. So we'll do better next time. But anyway, that has been your episode 21 edition of The Catch Up. I'll see y'all next time. Candyman is coming, y'all. I'll be there.